Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. It's such a blessing to be here on today. I just give God all praise and glory and honor God on today. We're going to get ready to open up our Bible class on tonight for our Bible study on tonight, the study of the Word of God. And what we're going to do, because I'm at work, I'm sitting outside in my car. The thing almost didn't work, but, you know, God got away. You know, I'm doing everything on my telephone. I got everything pulled up on my phone, and then I had to dial on my telephone. But God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. All of the phones and the iPads and stuff I brought, I still had to do this on one telephone. So I give the Lord praise that I didn't do this in vain. I just thank and praise him on today. So we're going to get ready to open up. I'm going to turn this air on so I can breathe. Get ready to just one second. Go into our devotion. We're going to have a scripture. I don't think we're going to have a song because I don't think nothing will play. I'm not going to give the enemy no kind of praise, no nothing, because he ain't nothing. So he don't have no authority over us in this area, in this matter. So, and I guess it's doing it because I'm sitting outside away from the hospital and there's no internet connection. So anyway, we're not going to worry about that today. I just thank God that my phone is working. We're going to have a scripture reading. Scripture reading in prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, have spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down of thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round and about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness. For God is judge himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goat out of thy fold. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hill upon a thousand hill is mine. Is his. I know all of the fowls of the mountain and all the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. I have just read you from Psalms 50, from the first verse down to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word, for the doers of his most holy word. Father, we just come tonight before your, this evening, before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just come just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I just thank you for another opportunity to just study your word, God. I thank you tonight. I give you praise. I give you glory. I honor you, dear Lord, Father. We just thank you tonight. Father, I ask you to let me decrease. Move me from myself, God. Let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase. and teach us tonight, God. Father, let your anointing come, Lord. Let your power fall to God. On us, Lord, on our ears, on our heart, God. Let your anointing come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. I ask you to open up our hearts and our minds, Lord, that we may receive your word, every letter of it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, we bind up the strong man right now. We bind up every demonic force, every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic. We bind right now every demon on assignment. Your assignment is counsel. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. I'm going to just go over a little bit of Leviticus, the history, or the introduction. We need to know that. A lot of people don't study Leviticus. They don't study it. And a lot of people don't even, because there's a lot of things in here pertaining to holiness, and we need to know this. We need to know it. And we're going to keep going on through this, the word of God, and doing what we know to do. So first of all, I got some stuff that I ran off, but I'm just going to read out of my Bible. This is the third book of Moses called Leviticus. The third book of Moses called Leviticus. The title, the name Leviticus, Vulgate Leviticus. Derived from Leviticon, pertaining to the Levites. The title it bears in the LXX, which is 50, to the Jews, it was known by its first word, the Hebrew, Weyarag. And he called, the custom of the Jews was, no, and he called, that's what that means. And then it says, the custom of the Jews was to name many Old Testament books by their first word or words. The use of "an" at the ending of this book does not mean that it forms an appendage to some other segment of Scripture. He thought of Exodus is continual, but the book is a unit and stands by itself. So it says, the thought of Exodus is continued, the thought. But the book is a unit and stands by itself. Leviticus presents God's plan for his chosen people to approach him holy manner, in a holy manner. Particular emphasis is given to the priestly functions in making this approach to God reverent and holy. The book develops the priestly or Levitical office. The reference to this is found in the New Testament in Hebrews chapter 7. Let me read that. Hebrews chapter 7, I think is verse 11, which says, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron? Yeah, so let me see. See, God makes two covenants with man. The first is unconditional. When he makes an unconditional covenant, he never reopens. He never repents, I'm sorry. He made such a covenant with Abraham in Genesis. It would stand forever because the Lord have sworn and will not repent. He made such a covenant with Israel as well over in Romans. Amen. The second is condition. The Lord said, my spirit shall not, but I don't want to get into that. I want to stay with Leviticus, because Leviticus, a lot of times, is you have to really open up your whole spirit, man, to receive from Leviticus. So the date and authorship of Leviticus, and they set the priest in their divisions and the Levites in their courses for the service of God, which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. That's in Ezra 6 and 18. Ezra the scribe refers to Leviticus in describing the source used to determine proper procedure in dedicating the rebuilt temple. Leviticus itself stresses the role of Moses in recording the regulations given by God for proper worship in the rites of the tabernacle. The fact that there would have had to be regulations before there could have been orderly worship by the priests and people demand a central controlling force in a fixed time. The role of Moses at the establishment of the tabernacle worship. The background material. Now, the second section of Leviticus describes man's basic for fellowship with God, a holiness code. See, God wants us to live holy and be holy and live holy, for he is holy. That's how we get a chance to worship and fellowship with God, because God is holy. So he given them a code of holiness to worship with him. It says shift of emphasis accounts for the differences between the two main divisions of the book. Leviticus was given through Moses to anticipate the eternal sacrifice, which is Jesus Christ of the New Covenant. The book of Hebrews presents this picture of the New Covenant. The Levite furnishes the background for the more important aspects of the priest after the order of Melchizedek. Study of Leviticus has lasting value only as it points to Jesus Christ, our high priest. And that's what this book does, because he's talking about us being holy. And Jesus Christ was holy. And it's talking about the Levites, where the priests come from. But Jesus Christ was our high priest. He is our high priest. Okay, the spiritual message of Leviticus is one of the most important and one of the most difficult in all the Bible. It contains regulations about diet, purification of the priest, ritual laws for sacrificial rites, and the mysteries scapegoat, which is driven into the wilderness of Aziel. The powerful message of Leviticus can be summarized by looking at the concept of holiness, sacrifice, and atonement. Holiness. God requires the absolute obedience of his people. This is the meaning of holiness. The absolute obedience of his people. Israel had to learn this the hard way. They ran after idols. They tried to follow the immoral practices of the Canaanites, the Moabites, and the others. God demanded total commitment to him and required separation from the sinful practice of the world. The root meaning of the word holiness is separation. In every regulation of diet and worship was intended to preserve these differences from all other people. God was showing them that claimed them, body and soul, for his holy purpose of redemption. The key ideal of this book is holiness. God said, you must be holy because I am holy. That he said, you must be. You don't have a choice. It's no option in this matter. You got to be holy. No other way. And so when I was looking at some stuff online earlier, and it was saying about, you know, back then you couldn't eat pork, and it was saying, can we eat bacon now? I didn't go into a real deep, but I'm going to just go and I'm going to read it and just to see what it says, because, you know, a lot of people say that because God didn't want us to eat pork. He doesn't want us to eat pork, period. So, but some people do eat it. And, you know, and for me, to me, and for me, you can pray over anything for God and he won't let it hurt you. But God give us common sense. He give us six sense. He give us common sense to not to hurt ourselves. Because, you know, you study eating pork chops and pork ribs and ham hocks and all this stuff. No, it's going to run your blood pressure up. It's going to cause, you know, back then, they weren't giving up. They doing now. It ain't made the same like they was then. You know, and then God didn't tell them to raise no hogs and stuff. That's why he let that demon go in the shrine, then they heard the shrine, and they all died. So I feel like, you know, we have to pray about that. I know everything God made was good, but it's like I'm not going to say a choice, but he do give us a choice, because after he done told us to see what we're going to do, are we going to be obedient? And so that's because, you know, I love bacon. I love them, those sandwiches with the tomato and bacon and stuff on them and toast and stuff. I love that. But when God said, don't eat it, don't eat it. Pork chops and stuff like that. I wanted me a Snoop so bad when I was in St. Louis the last time. But I just didn't. I couldn't. I couldn't do it. Okay, number two, sacrifices. The worship life of Israel was bound up with the word sacrifice. It goes back to the most ancient record of Israel's history. Originally, a sacrifice was simply a gift to God as an expression of love and gratitude. However, the offering of a blood sacrifice went beyond the basic idea of a gift. It reminded the worshiper that he must offer God the costly gift of life, because the life is in the blood. Leviticus 17, verse 11. In a representative way, the worshiper was offering his own life through the blood of the sacrificial animal. The life of the pure and innocent victim was offered in the place of the sinful and guilty worshiper. This pouring out of the life's blood of the sacrificial animal became one of the most important illustrations for the latter Christians understanding the death of Christ. So sacrifice is so important, because Christ was our sacrifice. He died for our sins. But before, they was killing animals and stuff, but that wasn't getting it for our sin nature. It wasn't doing the trick. So they had to send, he sent his only begotten son. Okay, atonement. The most important teaching in Leviticus is found in chapter 16. The description of the great day of atonement was used by early Christians as they explained explain the meaning of death, of the death of Christ for sinners, as the high priest entered into the holies of holies, the holy of holies. So Christians believe that Christ was the high priest who entered once and for all the heavenly holy of holies, offering his own blood upon the mercy seat. This is the message of the Romans chapter 3 and the book of Hebrews. The mercy seat was the shadow basin on the top of the ark of the covenant between the cherubim. The last element of atonement was the removal of the guilt of sin. This was symbolized by placing hands upon the head of a goat and then driving him into the wilderness and aboard of Asia. Somebody's phone is not muted because I'm hearing a lot of something. Aboard of Asia or Satan, the evil one, for Christ's place when all our sins were laid on Christ. And he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us. He took our sins away as far as the east is from the west. Without the book of Leviticus, the powerful message of the cross could never be fully understood. So this book is going to explain about the cross, about the blood, about the sacrifices, about living holy or being holy for the Lord. Back then and even now, and then the book, what you should eat. It tells you what you should eat in the Bible. It tells you what you shouldn't eat. It tells you about purification, the book of Leviticus. It tells you about even when a woman come on her cycle, it tells you you have to stay away from people for so many days, and then, you know, you ain't supposed to wash and do all this kind of stuff. It tells you all of that stuff in this book. Okay. It talks about God, the tabernacle, the priest, and then Israel and everything else. It talks about holiness, cleanness, and uncleanness, purity, what you should wear, what a woman should wear, what a man should wear. It tells the whole role of everything. It tells us how to live in what to do and what not to do. And if we do them anyway, that's on us. But this word of God, it tells us everything. It tells us everything. I'm looking at some of these, because I just wanted to, because it's such a deep book. This is such a deep book that, you know, I want everybody to try to understand this book. I want everybody, that's why I just took time to talk about this little bit of it. But the book of Leviticus is so deep, because even it tells you when you touch somebody dead, or if you're pregnant, you're not supposed to look at nobody dead or be around nobody dead, and different things like that. It's a lot of things that you're going to learn out of the book of Leviticus. A lot of things, like unclean discharges from your body, and it tells you why and all this kind of stuff from the word of God. Clean and unclean animals. Some animals are clean and some not. That's why you ain't supposed to eat catfish and stuff like that, because it's not, it's eaten from the bottom of the sea or something like that. But it'll tell you every animal that's clean and unclean. It's going to tell you. It's going to tell you. And we need to take heed. But see, people don't think the Old Testament is for now. But it is. It is. The Old Testament is for now, for today. And so we have to know true, and we know it's true. We know it's true. So we got to live by the word of God. And, you know, you have to pray for yourself when it comes talking about, well, back then they said we could eat pork, or we couldn't eat pork, but can we eat it now? What changed? What changed? I just want to know, God don't ever change. He the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So what changed? He is not going to take his commandment back. He's not going to come back and say, he's not going to say, you know, I'm done, or you can do it now, or the pig is clean now, and all this kind of stuff. I just want to know what the answer is to that. So I'm going to go back and look at it, and it's not going to persuade me, because if I eat a piece of pork now, it's on me. It's not on God, because he done told me not to, because I sure want to meet some Snoop. So, you know, you really have to, you know, he given us this book, but he give us a choice. You know, when he tell us to do something, and it's almost like I'm contradicting myself, because we don't really have an option when he tell us to do something. It could be a sacrifice for it, but, you know, we need to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So, you know, the hard thing, I read Leviticus. When the last time I read it, it kind of confused me about a lot of things, but I know it's what the word says is true, and we have to pay attention to it, because when he said the pregnant women shouldn't be around dead people, I didn't understand that. But if God said it, we shouldn't do it. If he said it, we shouldn't do it. We just shouldn't do it. That's all to it. So I feel like, and then he was saying, the word of God said, when you on your cycle, you can't go in the church, in the pulpit, bleeding, you know, because you're unclean at that time. Oh, it's deep in here. It's deep. And any time you have a discharge from your body, you're supposed to stay away from people. You're not supposed to go around people. That's why women, when they have a baby, they're not supposed to be around people until they stop that. Mm-hmm. That's where they get it from, the book of Leviticus. So it's a lot of things going on with they. Are there any questions? Are there any comments? We haven't really got into it. I know everybody should have their paper. I don't know if we all got them yet, but we need to get them mailed out or sent out or whatever we have to do. We need to get them out. Amen. So this is what I wanted to just go over tonight, because on Thursday night, I'll be out here in this car, wherever I be at. We're going to have our Bible class, and we're going to get in the book of Leviticus and let God just, and I mean, don't get it confused with all these other things and like it's a rule or something like that. It's not. It's not a rule. It's what God says. It's a law. It's a law, and it comes from the priesthood. You know, a lot of times we're called, and when we call, we have to line up with what God says. Even if we're not called, we got to be obedient to what God says, because he's just talking about plain or ordinary people having discharges and having babies and doing all kind of other stuff. We have to be obedient to the Lord. Amen. So we have any more questions? I'm not going to stay on too much longer, but I want to make sure you all know where this book is going. I wanted to make sure you understand, you know where this book is going. That's where it's going. It's going for all of this sanctification, purification, holiness, but most of all, living a holy life. You know, we got to strive to do that. Some people think they live in a holy life. Some people think that. And they need to look up what the word holiness is. Because you can't live any kind of way and think you still holy. Even though we get a chance to repent and God forgives us. But we can't keep on doing it. Can't keep doing that and say, I'm holy. Yeah, I'm this. No. We striving to be holy, but we ain't there yet. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to keep you all any longer. I just wanted to go over just the introduction to the book because that's what you do when you go from book to book. You read that introduction, what I always do. And but I know Leviticus is going to take some time to get to understand and see why God has got all these laws in place for us to do and not to do them. People don't do them no more. Believe me, they don't do them no more. It's some older people still, because when my mama, when I was coming up, I did a whole lot of things I didn't understand. Why was we doing this? Why are we doing this? We ate pork now. We had neck bones, pig feet, and all that. We did eat it. But it's other things, like being around people when you have a baby, you have to wait 6 weeks or 2 months, you know, before you can get in a sit down in a tub. 6 weeks, 2 months, you know, for you could take a shower. Maybe in 4 weeks, but if she caught you in that tub before 6 weeks, you got a beating. Believe me. And around, out around people, she didn't play that. Mm-mm. She sure didn't. So, you know, it's those kind of things we should know about. And if they took the time and wrote it and put it in the Bible, we should pay attention to it. We should really pay attention to it. Oh, amen. I'm not going to hold y'all. But Thursday night, we're going to start it in chapter 1. Yeah, we're going to start in chapter 1 in the book of Leviticus, and we're going to go from there. And see what the Lord is saying. Amen. So we're going to get ready to pray and we're going to close out. Is there any question before we go? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Just thank you for your word on tonight, God. Lord, we ask you right now to minister this word to us in the book of Leviticus, God, to our hearts, to our minds, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you on tonight, God, to bless every ear, every mind, every heart, God. Cover each one of them in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord. I ask you to cover their cars, their vehicles, their homes, whatever their job, cover today, God, in the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you for this Bible class. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. So you all have, it's a little after 8, about 5 minutes after 7 there. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. I'm going to go up in this job, but I'm going to be studying all weekend. Well, no, all week, the rest of the week on this Leviticus, because we need to know. I want to know and dig deeper and why and what. See, I want to know. I want to know where it comes from. And I know it comes from God, but I want to know why. I just want to know why things are, and I want to know, like that thing saying, can we eat pork now? If he made the law back then, for sure we can't eat it now. So what, you know, it's just stuff like that, but I'm going to go and study. So I will talk to you guys. Call me if you need to. I love y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
Love you.
Amen. God bless you all.
Hello? Ask Dr. Deborah.